It is Friday, March 22nd. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. Rain will be heavy at times throughout the afternoon and evening. That rain will last through early tomorrow morning and then be scattered in parts of the afternoon. But don't worry, it won't be a washout, and the temperature will reach about 65 degrees. Now to your headlines. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, has broken her silence, announcing she has cancer. In a two-minute video, Princess Kate said the abdominal surgery she had earlier this year came back cancerous, and she recently started preventative chemotherapy. King Charles said he's proud of Catherine for her courage in speaking as she did. He, too, of course, has been undergoing treatment for cancer as well. A man is charged with kidnapping his ex-girlfriend's two children in Lumberton, then crashing the car on Interstate 440 in Raleigh. 24-year-old Shafira Lamons is accused of kidnapping a 1-year-old and 4-year-old yesterday from an Econo Lodge in Lumberton. Investigators say the children's mother was returning items to Lamons after a recent breakup when he took off with the kids. 4 months after cancer-causing chemicals were found in Pohol, Five on Your Side is speaking exclusively to NC State's chancellor. Randy Woodson says they are working as quickly as possible to get people answers about what hazardous chemicals were inside Pohol. He also tells WRAL's Keely Arthur the university hasn't allowed any health agencies into Pohol because he wants NC State to evaluate the building first. For more on these stories and other news of the day, visit WREL.com or the WREL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great night.